This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is time to ask the CLO. This is from Ariana in Bastrop. Ariana writes, my 7-year-old told me that her teacher asked where I work because my car is so nice. It's a small town and everyone knows I keep money. Should I go talk to his teacher or should I let her keep hating on me and my nice new Escalade?
Okay.
He can't answer Escalade questions.
Excuse me for this response I'm about to have.
Don't make us mad. Don't you?
I'm not gonna make none of y'all mad.
What?
You got to be in a very small town.
That's what she.
If the Escalade is the top of the line vehicle rolling around, that's all I'm saying. Ain't nobody seen the Lambo truck over there. Ain't nobody seen no Bentley. Ain't nobody seen the new Mercedes truck. Ain't nobody seen none of that. I'm just saying, if that is the top of the line in your town.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a rich answer, Steve.
I told y'all.
Let them all. Yes. Ball, baby. Ball.
I knew he couldn't answer an Escalade question.
You said it.
Okay, well,
no. Right there.
I happen to own an Escalade.
Look at you.
Hello. And it is a wonderful truck.
Okay.
And I have my choice of getting any SUV I wanted. I do have an Escalade.
Okay. But you stand by your
But
response.
What is you going to go to the teacher about? Say something else about my car.
Right.
What?
She gonna fail your bank.
First of all, let's admit something. You bought the truck to flex.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Hello. Now the flex, you got it. See, if you didn't want to be noticed, you wouldn't have bought the Escalade.
Not on.
So now, you know, people. Okay, next question.
All right, we're moving on to Tim in Vancouver. Tim, right? Yes, you did. Because it was rich at first.
He turned. Yeah,
yes, he did. Tim in Vancouver said, I overheard my wife talking to her dad on the phone, and she said that she wished she waited to get married like her dad advised her to. Tim says, I was crushed. I knew we've had our issues, but I didn't know it was that bad. Should I ask her about it? Wow.
She done told you. She just heard it. What you going in there and ask her?
Wish I waited to get married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is mm-hmm. that bad. Should she? Right, should I ask her about it? I think you should. Mm-hmm. I think you should. Hey, look, I overheard you talking to your father. Mm-hmm. I wasn't ear hustling, but I heard it. I was hurt and disappointed. Can we talk? What can I do to make this better for you? Because I really didn't know. I knew we had some issues, but I didn't know it was at this level. I think we should have a conversation if you're willing to. You know, that what she was doing with her father might have been a cry for help. So I'd go on and then have that conversation. Or okay. You can wait on them papers to come.
Don't wait that long.
I'm done both ways, dog. I'm just going to go and talk, or you wait on papers come. How you going to do it? I mean, either way, it might be some paper.
It's coming.
Yeah. Tim. Get it together, Tim, in Vancouver. All right, moving on to Dynasty in Houston. Dynasty writes, I'm living with a man that's still married, and his wife knows about me. She won't sign divorce papers because she wants to stay on his insurance, so her upcoming back surgery is covered. Am I a fool for allowing him to keep supporting her?
Whoa.
Am I a fool for letting him keep? It's his wife.
For allowing
you ain't him. You ain't letting nothing. You live with a man who's not divorced, who won't sign the papers because she need his insurance to get the back surgery. She ain't signing nothing till that surgery over.
Right.
And what you tripping for? She don't even want man. Him.
It's just a
yes. Is she?
She wants his surgery.
Yes.
And based on my back, what type of surgery does she have?
She wants information.
I bet she got a wide back too.
What? How do you get this out of the?
What's that girl used to date?
Kiwi.
Oh. Kiwi?
Yeah,
remember Kiwi? We met her in the,
Kiwi
the Caribbean.
Kiwi wide back. Yeah, wide.
You love wide back.
He got mad at me one time because I called a slab.
Oh, yeah. You did. That's
yeah.
True.
Yeah.
She came to the hoodies one year and had on a hall to top, and I called a slab.
Uh-uh. Yeah. We're moving on.
Kiwi. Move on. Move on.
We're moving on.
Oh, the right. Hoodies.
We missed them. All right, last one, Steve. This is the last run. This is from Rakia in Queens. Rakia writes, my husband installed cameras all over the house, and I reposition them when I'm in the kitchen or if I'm in the den, and he hates it. I don't want him watching me while I'm inside the house. Are the cameras for security or because he doesn't trust me?
Either way, what you moving them for? Or what you doing?
She doesn't want him
you
watching
in the kitchen.
Her.
What you doing in the kitchen?
She's cooking not. And she turned around. Not. She see that camera.
She does not want him watching
it's
her.
It's getting on her
no
nerves.
No matter what she's
it's
doing.
It's a bit much, dog. In the kitchen.
In the kitchen. And she can't watch TV.
And in the den.
Camera. It's getting on her nerves.
All right. When somebody break in.
We ain't gonna know nothing.
Now your camera showing the side of the refrigerator. Okay.
We ain't got no evidence.
All right. Yeah, they taking that flash screen down off that wall in that den, and you sitting up here showing a picture of the back of your recliner. All right.
But her question is just that: is are the cameras for security, or does he not trust her? She's suspicious of it.
Lady, first of all, Rakia, what's not to trust? If you haven't done anything or you ain't doing nothing, what's right. the problem?
I feel like Big Brother.
She doesn't like it. She yeah. doesn't like it.
Would you do it at the house, though? Would you do it at
I'm all in my drawers in the kitchen, though.
To do. Cooking?
I'm just telling you right
Brian
now.
Frying chicken?
Yeah.
I'm on film in here all the time. I'm just trying to tell you. And I forget to in here. Oh, hell yeah. We got cameras. You can't.
Oh, okay.
I mean, but it's for security.
Yeah. But so are you ever naked in the house?
Hell yeah.
All the time.
run the tape back. Is that Steve?
He's walking around.
Man, my wife
naked.
Will call me. She'd be out the country talking about. She said, I get a text like this. All right now. That'd be the text. I gotta be there.
looking over your shoulder.
All right, guys.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.